yeah, we'd be very, very concerned. Pre-COVID rates, you know, there was over 7,500 people employed in the tourism industry in Donegal. Those jobs are very much at risk now. And, you know, we're really calling on the government to do something and do something now. They brought in legislation a couple of weeks ago, which makes absolutely no sense. And it's, you know, it forces us to work with nearly two hands tied behind our back. You know, the most people we can take for a booking is six people, so we can't do confirmations or communions or funerals or anything like that. So we're very, very concerned.
Now, we do know that September and the autumn is usually, you know, a quiet time for hotels, but this will be, I'm like sure, will be even quieter than normal. And, you know, after what would have been, should have been a busy season in the summer, while it has been moderately, you know, busy, one can only imagine that it will be a quiet winter ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and whilst we all appreciate and are very, very much aware, you know, this is a health crisis and all hotels are adhering to all of the legislation. But here in Donegal, you know, from now on would have been a very busy wedding period. We're not allowed to do weddings. The most we can have for a wedding is 50 people and they must be cleared out of the ballroom by 11:30. You know, so we'd be saying that weddings should be judged on the size of the hotel. You know, there's hotels that have the ballroom that could hold 500 people and others that could hold 50. And, you know, as we say, the maximum that we're allowed to do is 50, which is absolutely crazy in our view. And the stark reality is that's going to cost jobs over the next couple of weeks unless the government does something about it.
One of the key points that this survey has found is a lack of consultation with the industry. It remains a huge challenge. Is that something that you would like to see addressed going forward for the government to speak more to hoteliers?
Yeah, that's it. That's very frustrating. Prior to this, the government discussed things with Fáilte Ireland and the Hotels Federation, and they came to a compromise and came to workable situations. What they've done for the last couple of months is just announce restrictions and then talk about it later. The restrictions don't make absolutely, you know, make absolutely no sense. You know, they announced last Friday that pubs and restaurants have to take a record of what people eat and what time they eat. That makes absolutely no sense and it doesn't help anything with regard to safety. So, you know, we'd be calling on the government, consult us, talk to us, and we'll try and work together.